Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. What buyer doesn't love a good sale, and what seller doesn't want to move more merchandise? Now eBay's own senior product manager, Deepak Pillai. Did I get that correct?
That's right. Thank you.
And our good friend Adi Bahara, who returns. He's the senior manager of B2C selling. Hello, Adi.
Hey, Griff.
And they're here to teach us how to create sales events through the Seller Hub. So, Deepak, let's start with you. How do I create a sale on eBay?
Right. So, Griff, there are two ways in which you can do that. The first one would be through order discounts. Now, the advantage of this is that it's like all done through one tool and it's instantaneous. So what you do is you go to Seller Hub, you go to the promotions manager, and then just follow the wizard. It's real simple, and you create an order discount. With order discount, that ends up getting applied at the time of checkout. So the second way to do it is through Markdown Manager. What you do is you go to Markdown Manager, create markdowns on the items that you want, and then you go back to Seller Hub. You go back to Seller Hub, you create a sale event where you specify in your inclusion rules what are the items that you want part of that sale event. So that's the other way to do it. Now, the difference in this one is that it's going to be more permanent because it actually makes a change to the item's price itself. So those are the two ways.
Right.
So we currently use those two different tools to create a sale, Promotions Manager and Markdown Manager. Is there a plan to simplify this?
That's a very good question. So we are actually going to be investing resources in 2017 to simplify this entire experience and make it a lot more seamless and just more intuitive to use.
When do I use Promotion Manager's order discount feature to create a sale event versus creating a sale event with Markdown Manager?
So the general rule of thumb is, since, as I mentioned earlier, Markdown Manager actually changes the price of the item itself, it's somewhat a permanent thing. So if you're trying to clear out existing inventory to make space for new inventory, that's when you basically use Markdown Manager.
Okay, yeah. I use that a lot for that. Yeah.
Right. So for order discount, the thing is, like, if you're trying to run some kind of a limited time promotion, which will most likely be matching with one of what we call calendar events, such as Thanksgiving or Memorial Day sales, etc. So that's when you would use order discount. You could also use it to boost your average order size. You know, for example, if you notice that your average order size is hovering around $80 and you want to push that up, what you could do is maybe set up an order discount for $100. Say, like, you spend $100 and you get like 10% off or something. So what that does is it gives value to the buyer. So that kind of incentivizes them to buy more from you and get a discount. And it also pushes your average order size up. So that's kind of the difference.
So what are the common issues that you found that sellers face when they're trying to create one of these sales events?
So, let's see, there are three main issues when you try to create sale events, especially when you're trying to do it through the Markdown Manager sale event combination. What we find sellers doing is they go to the Markdown Manager and they basically mark their items down, and then they don't actually create a sale event to merchandise that. And then, you know, they're like, oh, we didn't see the sale event. And so that's the reason why. And the second reason is the reverse of that. You go to your sale event tool directly and you try to specify what items, or you create an inclusion rule to add items to the sale event, but then you haven't marked them down. So if you haven't marked them down, then they're not going to be eligible for that sale event. So they either need to be marked down with Markdown Manager, or if you have access to strike-through pricing, that would work as well.
Yeah, but not everyone has access.
That's right. So the third mistake is, well, I wouldn't say mistake, but the issue that sellers face is to kind of look for that as soon as you mark it down. Now, what happens here is that we're essentially making a change to the item price itself. So let's say you go to a particular category like, jewelry, rings, and you mark down everything in that. It's going to take a couple of hours for that to actually reflect. So after you create the markdown, you wait, 2 hours, and then that's when you'll be able to create your sale.
Okay, that makes sense. Not everyone has Seller Hub right now, though. So if you don't have Seller Hub, can you still use both of these tools?
You can. So I think, this is the most important thing. Promotions Manager is available if you're a store seller. So we have,
right.
We know we have hundreds of thousands of store sellers, right? And all of them today have access to Promotions Manager. In fact, they've had this now for a number of years. If you aren't using Seller Hub from within Selling Manager, Selling Manager Pro, you actually have an option to go manage your store.
Yes.
And then from within that, you can actually go to Promotions Manager very directly. It's very straightforward. What we've done in Seller Hub is we've taken that to the next level. We made it actually even simpler.
Oh.
So in Seller Hub now, for those of our sellers that have already started using it, there's actually a marketing tab. In fact, it's right there up in the middle, top of the page.
Yeah.
You click down the marketing tab. You basically have on your left nav, you have a link to Promotions. Click on that and you're directly in Promotions Manager. It's as simple as that. And we have a nice simple, you know, I think there's a blue button on the side which says, you know, create a promotion. We give you a couple of drop down options and then literally it's a wizard process that you follow. We kind of take you step by step. And you set up your promotion. It's that simple. And, you know, the one thing that we have seen is the sellers that have started using it, especially the ones, you know, that have started using it in the last couple of months since we've been, you know, talking about it more frequently. We've been on your show. You know, a lot of them are seeing success. You know, and I think, you know, the most important piece of advice is, the ones who've been successful have typically not tried to do, you know, one perfect promotion. They have tried, you know, 5, 10, 15 different promotions. They've just tried different things. And they've got 15 active promotions out there, and they let them run. They let them run for, you know, 45 days, 60 days, 90 days. And they're just going back and saying, okay, let me see off these 15, which ones really work. And they typically find, you know, between 3 and 5 promotions really do well for them. And then they typically then say, okay, these are the ones I'm going to focus on. And they go back in there and they tweak them and they make them even better. And so these guys have been extremely successful.
I've run a few managed promotion mm-hmm. campaigns. And since October 20th of 2015, I've realized an 89.5% sales lift.
Yep.
Wow.
Due entirely to managed promotions.
That's excellent. Yeah.
So I'm not a high volume seller, but that's still a high number. So
absolutely.
What would you guys say to the seller who has never done this before, ever, and they want to try, but they just don't know what to do first?
So I would say, you know, the way to approach it is very simply this, right? You need to look at what you're selling, because all this ultimately is, you know, promotions are very specific to the seller. They're very specific to the category that you're selling in. And what this really comes down to is understanding your business, understanding your margins. So, you know, for example, you know, we've worked very closely with sellers recently, you know, where we looked at their orders, for example, for the last 6 months. And what they noticed was the average order price they were seeing, the average orders value they were seeing was about $80. And, you know, we said, you know what? Hey, let's try to do something simple over here. So we understood the margins they had on their products, on their general merchandise. We grouped those products together and said, okay, hey, we'll have a special promotion on these items where we give the buyer the opportunity to spend $100 and then get $10 back. So it's in a sense, what we ended up doing was we kind of incentivized buyers who were anyway spending on average $80 with this particular seller to start spending closer to $100. And it was a little bit of, you know, give and take. So, you know, we got them to spend more, and in return, you know, they got, you know, a $10 discount, or, you know, a 10% discount effectively. And again, for the buyers that tried it out, and, you know, we work closely with these guys, really understand their business, understand their specifics, it worked really well. So I would say, you know, again, to conclude, you really need to understand your business. You need to understand your margins, and you need to try and think of this really as, it's not a discount tool. It's not just a discount tool. It's a very strategic tool, and you need to start thinking of it that way. If you are growing your business, if you're looking to say, hey, what's the quickest way for me to actually get more, you know, more sales going? Look at your business. You'll figure out what's selling and, you know, how much it's selling for, and then try and see if you can up that with an intelligent use of promotions.
Makes perfect sense.
So what happens inside the eBay buildings when they realize that there's something that is needed by an eBay seller, something like Promotions Manager or whatever, besides Griff telling you, because we have to give our Griff a, you know, his props here.
Why? What have I done?
Because we know that you
get
a lot of changes made at eBay through the years. I've been with you for 13 years, and
well, it's not me. It's a group effort.
So what happens exactly? So does somebody take charge of Promotions Manager and decide that you need focus groups and things? How do you decide what you need?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's really like Griff said, right? It's a combined effort. you know, we obviously are, we're constantly evaluating, the products that we have. We're really understanding, our sellers' needs. And it goes so much beyond focus groups. Of course, we do focus groups. We have, you know, we have, a number of different channels through which we receive feedback, you know, on the tool itself, on the site itself. There are links all over for sellers to send us feedback. We get feedback through, through other emails we receive. We get feedback through our customer service support. Of course, through Griff, you know, Griff and I, chat about this. You know, on regular occasions and various points of feedback that he has, you know, for example, for recently it's been for Seller Hub and for Promotions Manager. And we have, I would say, various ways in which we actually, I think, work very closely with our sellers. And we understand that not every seller is the same. We understand that the sellers are different sizes. They have different needs. Again, depending on the category you're selling in, your business could be very different. We try and work closely with a group of sellers in each of these different buckets. And we really understand what it is that really makes sense for them, what it is that they actually need to grow their business. We put ourselves in their shoes. And then we take that knowledge back, we take that learning back, and then we work with, you know, folks internally, with, you know, the product team, we work with design teams, we work with, you know, all kinds of other input services to really craft what this product needs to look like going forward. And the process is, it's not a stepwise process. It's a constantly evolving process. It's a constantly changing process. For those of you that have, for example, been using Seller Hub in the last 6 months, you know, you've seen a number of changes and a number of improvements that we've made on a constant ongoing basis. And really all of it is driven by feedback that we get from sellers. So that's something that it's again, a great example of constantly evolving changes that are really driven by seller needs.
I want to thank you both for stopping by and talking with us about this topic, Adi and Deepak, and we hope to speak to you again. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
I hear you've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over a million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to Doba.com/eBay Radio.
DOBA.com/eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
We are redesigning the eBay Radio Archives website, and we want your feedback. Just click on the site feedback at the bottom of the right-hand sidebar on any eBay Radio Archives page. Then click the name of the page for which you would like to offer feedback, be it a compliment or criticism, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, we want to know. Click on the site feedback on any eBay Radio Archives page.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use TerraPeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
Listen while you list.